We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So there's a new dating trend that people are using on the apps, such as Tinder or Match,
Bumble,
Plenty of Fish, whatever you want to call it.
MySpace. These trends make my brain hurt.
Woke fishing.
No.
Woke fishing,
I don't like it already.
Are you woke? So,
please explain, and in layman's terms so that we all understand.
First of all, I just love the term woke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb. It's the dumbest word out there. And if you're talking woke all the time.
You know, if you think the word is dumb, then that means you aren't woke.
I'm definitely, I guess. Or maybe I am the one that's woke.
Oh, yeah. Maybe so.
Threw that back
maybe
at you. Boom. That's an Uno reverse card in life.
So they say it's a play on things like catfishing and dog fishing,
I forgot what the dog fishing one is.
Is that where
you have a fake dog in your profile? Like, it's not your actual dog?
I seriously
think that's what it is.
You laugh, but when I used to live in the New York area, New York City area, there was a service that would literally rent dogs out for guys so the guys could go and walk them through Central Park. And yes, absolutely.
How many times I volunteered to walk my friend's dog around, like, White Rock.
Yeah.
All right, so woke fishing works like this. It's when people masquerade as holding progressive political views to ensnare potential partners.
I don't like that word.
This is according to Serena Smith, who is the person that defined woke fishing. Says, in an increasingly politically charged era, woke fishing is on the rise as app daters with less than progressive political views realize those views may be hurting their romantic potential. So basically, the more conservative you are, the harder it is for you to find a potential mate.
Gotcha.
Through the apps.
Okay.
So it's basically just lying to get a date.
Yeah, eventually all of this is going to come out. Like, if you start getting serious with somebody, your real views are going to eventually come out.
Here's what's happening. So a lot, and they're basically putting this on men. That men are the ones that are doing this, you know, more.
Right.
It says men who make a point of declaring themselves as, like, feminists or whatever in their dating apps or bios or whatever, to make sure to include a photo of themselves, like, from the Women's March in their profile. Then get set up by the girl who will make, like, an inappropriate joke or something like that.
Yeah.
To see if you laugh at it. And then you call them. Then the guy ends up turning, oh, come on, you're just being a social justice warrior out there.
Right.
Whenever they do that to you is where all of this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's just a big setup.
Yeah, this is so complicated. It's exhausting.
Not. It's lying to try to get a date.
I know.
Who among us has not done that before at a bar?
It's so specific. It's not like generics anymore. Like, oh, like when you tell somebody you're 10 years younger than you really are or whatever. Like, this is so specific.
All right. So biggest lie you guys have seen on a dating app. Well, we're not on them. We've never been on them before. And
I've never really used them.
All right. So we're going to have to turn to the K-Love family.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest lie you've uncovered.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the...
I don't know. We need some German.
There you go. I've definitely dog fished.
Yeah.
What is dog fishing again?
If you're using a fake dog or a dog that isn't yours.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I took pictures of my friend's dog and put them on, like, Instagram or something because the dog is way cuter than I would ever be.
Okay, I'll admit.
I'll let that pass. That's fine.
I'll admit, and this is not even a dating thing. But, you know, whenever I feel like I need, you know, to boost my like situation.
Oh, you use your kids all the time.
I use my kids and I use my dog, Leo.
Of course. Yeah. They're so cute. Why wouldn't you do that?
It's so easy.
When we were seeking out a dog, I was like, this one right here.
He's going to get all the Instagram likes.
All right, 214-787-1987. What is the craziest lie you have uncovered from somebody's dating profile? It's Oh Wow Wednesday on 98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. Miles in the morning. Got some Oh Wow Wednesday facts for you coming up here in just a couple minutes. But first, we were talking about dating apps and the new world of woke fishing, which is basically when you're lying about your political and social views for the purpose of catching, you know, finding somebody that'll
get a date. Yeah,
exactly. And then eventually they're going to find out you're lying about how you feel about that stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're curious about some of the biggest lies you found from someone on a dating app. Go ahead.
I ended up hooking up with a lady. And all of a sudden, I had to go out of town for the weekend. I wasn't going to be able to meet her for a date. And we'd already gone out on a couple dates. And so I called her house. She didn't know I had her house phone number, but I just looked it up real quick. And her husband answered.
Oh!
I was not happy. I just told her, I said, let your wife know that I'm really not interested in dating her anymore.
How did that reaction go over?
Oh, that was funny. I got a really just burning phone call from her a few days later. And it was like, well, you know, you deserve it.
That's her fault.
Wow, no kidding. And the worst part is she called you mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's your fault.
Yeah.
And she was cheating on her husband.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she thought she had the right to be able to do that kind of stuff and mess with people's lives.
That whole marital life thing is a bad one to use, you know, because there's no way to hide that forever.
No.
At what point do you tell him, hey, by the way?
Yeah. I don't know that there's ever really a good time to work that into your conversation.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.